I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Jamal Cuddle reports for Columbia Green Media that Battleground New York, with members of the Working Families Party and 1199 SEIU and the Indivisible Communications Workers of America's unions, rallied against Representative Mark Molinaro in Hudson's Public Square on November 13th. Several local politicians attended the rally, including Columbia County District Attorney-elect Chris Liberati-Conant, Columbia County Democrat Party Chairman Sam Hodge, Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson, Hudson 3rd Ward Supervisor Michael Chimides, and 4th Ward Supervisor Linda Mussman. Crystal Perry, political organizer for 1199 SEIU United Healthcare Workers, said, and I quote, "Today is to shed light for the constituents of Congressional District 19 on how we're being misrepresented in Washington. The folks of CD 19 face a lot of issues, and they're being failed by U.S. Representative Mark Molinaro. We want Molinaro to say what he means and mean what he says. Don't tell the constituents that you believe in them, but in Washington you vote for something different," end quote. Others at the rally complained about Molinaro's political positions on abortion rights and his vote supporting Representative Jim Jordan and Mike Johnson for Speaker of the House. Molinaro did not comment for the story, but there is a quote from his spokesperson making an unsubstantiated allegation against some unnamed member or members of one of the groups involved in the rally. Read more about this story in Columbia Green Media. All four Hudson Valley congressional representatives voted to keep the federal government open on November 14th. Republicans Elise Stefanik and Mark Molinaro and Democrat Pat Ryan and Paul Tonko all voted for the Future Continuing Appropriations and Other Extensions Act 2024, the bill to temporarily fund the government until the beginning of 2024, passed 336-95, with 93 Republicans and 2 Democrats voting to shut down the government. Meanwhile, the Daily Freeman reports that the group Empire State Voices had planned to protest to demand that Molinaro do whatever he could to avoid a government shutdown from 3 to 5 p.m. on November 15th on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge between Greene and Columbia counties. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Tiffany Greenwalt Simon reports for Columbia Green Media that on November 13th, an unknown number of protesters gathered outside of Representative Mark Molinaro's office in Leeds for a ceasefire in Gaza. The protest was part of the American Friends Service Committee's Day of Action for Peace in Palestine. Speed Braun, organizer of the Greene County protest, said of the makeshift memorials for those killed in the fighting, and I quote, "We wanted to remember the children who have been killed up to now," end quote. In a statement to the media, Molinaro said he does not support a ceasefire. He said, and I quote, "There was a ceasefire on October 6th. Then on October 7th, Hamas launched a savage attack, murdering innocent citizens and taking hostages. Israel has every right to defend itself against terrorism, and the United States will stand with them," end quote. Braun disagreed, saying, and I quote, "Our tax dollars are paying for Israel's actions. We're paying for bombs to be dropped on hospitals. We need Molinaro to stand up and say no tax dollars for war crimes," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.